بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. As we mentioned previously, that our deen comprises of five branches: Iman, Ibadat, Akhlaq, Mu'amalat, and Mu'ashirat. Iman, all the aspects of Iman, our belief system. And here also very importantly, our beloved Shaykh Hazim Abdul Hamid Sahib, then Barakatuh, who says one is to believe in Allah. It's one aspect, I believe in the oneness of Allah. But it's not just complete. To believe in Allah, that Allah is one, all alone. La sharika la, he has no partner. And together with that, another part of belief is to have yaqeen upon Allah. That is I believe. But to make the effort of yaqeen also. That way I make the effort that now I trust my life and everything in my Allah. To have confidence, to rely, to have yaqeen, conviction upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is another whole effort right till mut. So many a times a person thinks, I'm Muslim. I got iman. I believe in Allah. But do you trust Allah? We have yaqeen upon Allah. And this won't happen automatically. Because everything around us invites us away from Allah. Whatever we see invites us away from Allah. Whatever we hear invites us away from Allah. Whatever we perceive invites us away from Allah. So everything is taking our reliance and our trust off Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And how we can gauge this is whatever asbab and means that we are using of dunya. When we are using these asbab and means to fulfill our needs, at the time of using them, the thought of Allah doesn't come in the heart. We're just carrying on. And simple examples, we're always giving, putting the light on. You just put it on. What's wrong with the switch? Maybe the bulb is gone. Car not starting. What's wrong with the car? This is called a mechanic. Allah doesn't come anywhere in the equation. That the means are doing it, mechanic will do it, electrician will do it, plumber will do it, this one will do it, that one will do it. There's no thought of Allah at all. So the entire life, the heart, the mind is linked only to the creation. The creation will do everything for me. As we mentioned now, that the hairdresser, the tailor, the plumber, electrician, architect, and what's happening, all the time they're getting upset. Upset, he didn't come on time, he didn't sort this out, this didn't happen, that happened. But who is the supreme controller? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is common, how many people for years their life comes out like that? Never ever to ever think that there's something of making an effort that to trust my Allah, to ask of Allah, to turn to Allah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first before I ask anything of the makhluk. That is why how beautifully our brother told us, 2 rakat namaz, 2 o'clock in the morning and 2 tears. That's all Allah wants. Ask me, and every day at tahajjud time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat comes to the sama'ud dunya, to the skies of this world, the lowest sky to us, the closest sky to us, and there Allah calls out, Hal min mustaghfirin, hal min mustarziqin, who is there to ask for sustenance? I am waiting to give. Who is there to seek forgiveness? I will forgive. Who is there has a need? I am there to fulfill the need. The Creator is announcing every day. But the creation, before he sleeps at night already, is planning his next day of connecting more to more creation and more creation and more creation. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the Creator, is waiting. When you'll ask me, I'll sort out for you. I will do it for you. So just having Iman, I believe in Allah, there's one aspect of it. But the effort of exercising the heart and tuning the heart to rely upon Allah. That Allah is everything to me. Before I ask the makhluk and the creation, I ask Allah first. That's also one effort. That effort we have to learn. That is why we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we speak about it over and over and over again. We hear about it over and over again. We have to speak, we have to hear. We have to speak, we have to hear. Said a once off for us in a lifetime. But once 4 months in a lifetime is just to get us on the track. Just to get us out of the darknesses of dunya and to put us into the light. is something higher and more superior than just this little chakkar, little rat race we're involved in. So to make this entire race of ours deen also, then every now and then I have to take an aerial view of my life. Take an aerial view of my life and look at myself from above. Why are you just running around aimlessly? And qabr is waiting. Qabr is, as I say, is a reality. Is a reality. We are going to go into there. It can be tonight. It can be tonight. It can be tomorrow morning. You don't know when it's going to happen. It's a reality. It's calling out every day to you. But I'm just busy. That is why myself also and advise the brothers, take an aerial view sometime. Now we've got drones also. You become a drone. And just get out of your skin, so to say. And take an aerial view and look at yourself. Look at yourself and look at what's going through your mind, what you're planning, what you're thinking. And everything's happening in the skies in the qabr. The Shaykh Rahimullah explains on Shabbat Barat already that the proposal went through just before that. Boys were going to get married, girl accepted. He proposed, she said yes. And team, what do you call it? Team marriage and marriage team and whatever it is. Oh, planning. One nikah, and she's going to buy her trousseau. He's going to buy his new kurta, etc. She's buying the material and the fabric, shop to shop. But already Allah Ta'ala has destined that the material for her kafan or his kafan already is in the marketplace. The kafan material, the material for the shroud is already in the marketplace. But we saw him grossed, trousseau shopping, in the holiday, that we're going to do this, we're going to do that. There's no thought of Allah. There's no thought of qabr and akhirat. We're only living for dunya. A little bit now here and there, a bit of shaken up, they will think of Allah, a little bit of qabr, etc., etc. Whereas the heart should be connected all the time, and I'm just doing dunya. And dunya has no value in the eyes of Allah. Mata'ul ghurur. Mata'a mufassirin mentioned, some riwayat say this mata'a refers to kursuf. In the old days, when it came to the women and their menses, they didn't have like what they have today, disposable sanitary pads. They didn't have it like before. So, like in the old days also, when it came to our babies, we didn't have disposable nappies. There's this toweling type of ones with a big pin, which the brothers use now for the haram. So you should put on the baby's nappy. So the women also had similar things. So they have now certain type pieces of cloth and material where they should tie to themselves during the days of their menses. So Quran speaks about dunya being mata'a, it refers to that used type of pad that they should use. That is dunya, filthy, dirty rag. Just use it. Some say it refers to the rag you use to clean the pot at the bottom, all the residue oil, and that cloth or that rag, no matter how much you wash it, it's got the greasy feeling on it. But that is dunya. It's you just dirt. Use it for dirt and carry on. Don't put your heart in it. So the Quran speaks that dunya is mata'a. It's just some goods of deception. It refers to this rag. So it's just a dirty thing. Just use it. But if you want to make it valuable, just attach your deen to it. Then it will be of some value for you on the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise it's just one rag. But the heart is given to it. Whether it's a masturat at home also. Right, they look at that abaya, this is everything. That shoe, matching, scarf, everything. Hey, this is it. Dunya, just one dirty rag. And then after the first wear, nice one already. Nice one, with the kurta, same thing. So much of planning, so much of designing will go. This type kurta, this type collar, this type, and that type, and everything has the topi. As I say, the topi also must be at this angle and that angle. And if the imamah also is taking hours now, just that V must be through the T. V through the T. All just dunya. Life is being. So it's just a dirty rag. Just use it, enjoy how much you can, and build your akhirat with it. So one is the effort of iman. Then the effort of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. Have yaqeen that my conviction is only and only and only in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His complete lifestyle, the sunnah is a super highway to Jannah. There's no other way. Now and then you take a detour. Add some extravagant holiday in there, and add some this in there, and add some there. But I'm on the sunnah, but according to my whims and my desires. But the time has come when sunnah is most beloved to me. This is how we want to do it. Yes, we make mashwara how to bring it to the family. It shouldn't be now. It becomes so rigid that the family feels now if you don't like this lifestyle. There's a way how to implement it also. There's a way how to implement it that you make it enjoyable. That in the family, it's easy for them to digest it, it's palatable. So this also. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانًا ثُمَّ لِتَأْخِيرٍ. Mufassirin explain in Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has taken his responsibility of three things. Inna alayna jama'ahu wa Qur'ana. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala preserved the Quran in the house of the Hufaz. Wa Qur'ana, Allah preserved different qiraats, sab'a qiraat, ashara qiraat on the tongues of the Qurra. Thumma comes a delay. In every delay period of time, alayna bayana is our responsibility to explain the Quran Sharif. Preservation of Quran, preservation of the words, preservation of the different qiraats, and preservation of the meaning and tafsir. Allah says, my responsibility, I will use the Hufaz, the Qurra, and the ulama ikram. They all form part of the divine system of preserving Quran Sharif. So thumma, the whole secret is in surah thumma. Then, with the delay of time, bayan, bayana, Allah says, I will make bayan of Quran, my tongue of ulama, according to the period of time, what are the needs of the people, of the masses, Allah will put on their hearts and their tongues. I said, we need these akabir, and senior ulama, they're not tainted to dunya. They're sitting in Darul Uloom the whole day, teaching and learning, then in the khanqah making dhikr. So they're not tainted with the things of dunya. So Allah will inspire them. What's the need of the time? What's the need of the time? And from there now the younger ulama like ourselves will take the cue. This is in their hearts right now. This is what they want to go in the ummah. Where it came from? It came from Allah. Allah say, I will use them. Till qiyamah Allah has a system, it will continue. Like how when Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, the second Amir of Tabligh, when his honorable father passed from Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah, who was a revival of the effort of da'wat. He said, Hazrat Ji rahimahullah, should give 3-4 hour bayan in the morning. 3-4 hour bayan in the morning, only about yaqeen and Allah. Allah, 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 the skies, the earth, the system of the world, everything. He'll go into detail and turn the entire creation's attention back to Allah, back to Allah. And this is still needed. Because the wife, her heart and her hand is stuck in the husband's pocket. I need, I want. Then she teaches the children the same thing. For her to understand also, you want 2 rakat namaz. Teach the children, you want anything, 2 rakat namaz. Ask Allah to put in Abba's heart. Ask Allah to put the barakat in his wallet. Because I'm also asking Allah. You must hear the mother asking Allah on the musalla. So they will learn the same thing also. Ammi is asking, you also must ask. And then the father must also ask the child, Abba, please might buy me this. What he must ask? He asked Allah. He had read the 2 rakat namaz, asked Allah. But this has to be a system till the belief comes into the heart. So Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah said, only speak about Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's power, Allah's power. After his demise, then his son, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he took to the kursi and the chair after Fajr, the bayan in Nizamuddin, another 3-4 hours, only in the lives of Sahaba, into detail, Sahaba ikram, their iman, their yaqeen, their trust, their reliance, their love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, opened up to chapters and chapters and volumes. So what level they were speaking on? After his demise, then for a short period of time, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, the author of Fazail al-Amal, and then he was appointed as Amir, interim Amir. And now to appoint somebody for the morning bayan. Now the level of the morning bayan was such a high level. Ba was very high. Whatever the alim in the morning bayan mentioned in Nizamuddin, that just filtered down the entire world. Hazrat Ji said this and this and this, that usko chalao dunya mein. This was moving the world now. That will just now, like a wildfire, it will move. Nizamuddin, this is what the elders want, this is what the elders want, this is what the elders want. This is what they are speaking right now. Now who to take that chair? Who's going to sit there? So the Shaykh Rahimullah finally, Allah Ta'ala put in his heart after Mashwara. So in the Mashwara he mentioned from tomorrow morning, Wala Muhammad Umar Palampuri Rahimullah, he will take the kursi. He was a young man at that time. But tarbiyat was made. Tarbiyat was made on the hands of Mawlana Ubaidullah, Rahmatullah Alayh. Mawlana Ubaidullah Sahib Rahimullah, to make him sit in the bayans and write notes. Write notes. So he would write. So it's mentioned that when he decided that Mawlana Umar Sahib will give the morning bayan, and then Mawlana Umar Sahib mentioned the entire night he didn't sleep. We know when in Jamaat the first time, even now also, he said, tonight is your bayan, Pasina already. Oh, I'm not going for Gusha. I'm sitting with Fazal Amal preparing his bayan now. All went through it. Oh, Fajr bayan, tomorrow morning 6 points is yours. Amisa, please, Amisa, please. I'll wash the pots and the pans and I'll scrub the toilets, but don't give me bayan, please. I'll do anything, but don't give me the bayan. He said, there's any ordinary bayan. This is the main bayan in Nizamuddin. From there, the morning bayan, everything goes from there. What the wakabir, what is in the heart right now, is all said from that morning bayan. So the next morning, after Fajr Salah, the majma' came, the whole congregation came, and the chair is empty. So Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah is also sitting and waiting. Where's Mawlana Umar Sahib? Nobody can find him. He's sitting in one corner of the masjid, he's got a shawl over him, and his body is shuddering with fever. Whole night got fever. So the Shaykh Rahimullah had a very heavy voice. He just called out, Mawlana Umar kaha hai? Mawlana Umar Sahib said, mentioned when I heard the Shaykh's voice, he said that my fever broke. The fever broke and it disappeared. The Aja of the Shaykh Rakhya, come and sit down. There's no way to get out of it now. And he sat. And obviously our elders, what hearts they had were alive. They were connected. They were connected. When they spoke to Allah, they knew that Allah is close to me. Allah is listening. The Shaykh put his head down and he started dua. So Mawlana Umar Sahib, he started speaking. And he spoke. And he spoke. And he spoke. And the Shaykh Rahimullah, for 2 weeks he sat there. Every morning. There was something in their hearts. And the Shaykh Rahimullah wasn't a speaker. His majlis also, he never gave a bayan in the majlis. But people came all over the world just to look at his face. When he came to Stanga 1981, now here recently also, that over the weekends, in that period of 1981, where Khanka effort wasn't known really, Tazkiyah, Tasawwuf, Dhikr, the Shaykh had come for that, to establish the halqas of Dhikr in every masjid. Over the weekend, if you heard the older people speaking, that in Stanga, they had put up tents outside. Stanga Masjid was able to take 2,000 people, three floors, all three floors full. Put the tents outside, other 2,000 people. 4,000 people over the weekend. 4,000 people over the weekend. Not to come for any bayan, there's no majlis taking place. Just to come and see the Shaykh's face with me. What a wali of Allah. Just to come and look at his face and the hearts got filled. We saw a real wali and a friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the Shaykh is sitting there and he's making dua. Then he left Nizamuddin. A few months later when he returned, he sat in the morning bayan. And now, when Umar Palampuri rahimahullah was flowing, and the Shaykh heard the bayan, and then he made a statement. The statement he made was, that which is burning within our hearts for the ummah, Allah has put on the tongue of Mawlana Umar Sahib. Now he's speaking the desire of our hearts. He's become our mouthpiece. The hearts were connected. Now he was speaking. So the whole effort is to connect the heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So imaniyat, to have this yaqeen and conviction that my success is only in the sunnah way. We can't bluff Allah. Sometime kurta, sometime no kurta, sometime topi, sometime no topi. We can't be the fool with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah wants the sunnah tariqah. There's no in between. There's no in between. As Hazrat says now, naram garam. Naram, what they say, bittersweet. Sometimes bitter, sometimes sweet. Sometimes kurta, sometimes no kurta. Sometimes jammies underneath, sometimes. Allah can see what's below the kurta also. Whether you're wearing jammies, whether you're wearing sunnat kurta pants. So you can't put on a front. You can't put on a front, even though you may be staying in Taiba front also. But you can't put on a front. Allah knows what's behind the scenes. So even our staff also, they put CCTV camera to see what they're doing. So Allah has His camera and our camera also. Where are you looking? My camera is seeing. So behind the scenes also, what's the jazba of the heart? Why is he doing according to Sunnah? But out the Hazrat will mention about the ulama also, which we have to say. See, the alim will give the bayan. And he gives the bayan, Sunnah tariqah, the Western culture, is that our way of life? And boycott them and do this and do that and everything. But Hazrat says, oh, Manisha, be yourself. You're wearing kurta on the outside, but what are you wearing inside? You still got the Nike and Reebok inside. That's closer to the heart. That I still like. That brand name, and then the secret socks, the Nike one with the swoosh is called swoosh. Right? The swoosh now represents the Greek goddess of victory. The Greek goddess of victory. Though they designed it now, so to represent the Greek goddess of victory, they put the swoosh. But if you wear our brand name, the Greek goddess of victory is with you. You'll win the race. So, what is behind it? So Allah knows behind the scenes. We want sunnah in and out. What is closest to sunnah? What is sunnah? Good to see your ulama. We discussed a few days ago also. What to wear within, what to wear on top. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. So Allah has the limitations. Don't live on the edge. We live just on the edge now. But we're there and we're not there. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain this. He says, some brothers now, they keep a beard, but not sunnat beard. But I got a beard. So with that halfway beard, so I can mix with the pious people also, I got a beard. And not so, I can mix with the not so pious people also, I'm with you also. So in between them. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, why take out the sunnat completely? And you see the barakat Allah will give you in your life. But now if you hide half the beard in the heart, and half the pants also in the heart, sunnat pants now, it's like halfway the calf, there's a certain style of what kind of sunnat pants to wear, what kind of sunnat kurta to wear, sunnat topi to wear, but in between, now and then, garam naram, bitter and sweet. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, that all the Hujjaj are returning, all the Hujjaj are returning from Hajj, or Saudi Airlines, and they're going to touch down over Tambo. So the Saudi pilot, he says, MashaAllah, we have a full plane of Hajjis that have returned. And MashaAllah, they all came from Hajj, they were in Arafah, Mina, Muzdalifah, and they are coming back like newborn babies. Sinless, mashallah, clean slate. So all your du'as are accepted, mashallah. And as you know, Saudi Airlines has the best wheels in the world. They have the best wheels in the world. So you don't want to show off to anybody. So we're going to land without taking out the wheels. So Hajjis will say, Mubarak to you, pilot sir. Keep your taqwa and keep your wheels wherever you want, but take it out for now. We're going to land safely home. There's a time when you keep the wheels inside, there's a time when you take it out. Now is the time to take out the wheels. So we land safely. But there's a time now where we can not wear the topi. There's a time where we can wear the jammies pants also. We're going to sleep. Oh, we're cutting the grass in the backyard. Whatever it may be. There's time for all that. And there's time now where to wear the sunnat completely. I'm coming to the house of Allah, complete sunnat. How Allah wants me. فَاتَّبِعُونِ The follow Nabi Ali Salatu Salam completely. But even the ulama become smug humans now. Right? We hear them, hey Mauls, chill a little bit, man. Mauls, chill. Hey Mauls didn't come to chill, man. You came to do calm and work. So how to gauge now whether this is according to Sunnah or closest to Sunnah, then ask yourself, would Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wear this or not? Would he wear this type of pants? Would he wear this type of kurta? Would he be bareheaded? Would he do this? Then I know this is far from the sunnah. Is that sunnah? So do what is sunnah. Do what is closest to sunnah. And Allah Ta'ala made it very easy for ourselves. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Those that are true in the iman and loyalty to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just go and follow them. Just see how they are doing it. Just see how they are doing it. And Allah will keep those men till qiyamah. Although we hear some people saying that, you know, the buzruks of before, you won't get them now. They were real buzruks. Our elders, they passed on. Hey, now, You won't find that caliber anymore. You won't find that quality anymore. That's a very good excuse now not to sit in the hanka. That's a very good excuse now not to follow anybody. So the Tani Rahmatullah Ali says that if those ulama and those buzrugs of the past have to come now, I say, follow us. You say, hey, Hazrat, just dry roti and dar every day, we won't manage. Dry roti and dar, we won't manage every day. That's what they used to eat. The Tabi Rahmatullah Ali is mentioned about Thana Bhawan, when Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali went to Thana Bhawan. At that time, there were three great ulama, awliya, in one khanka. Muhaddis Tanwi, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Sahib, and Haji Indadullah Mahajir Makki Rahimullah. These three were together in one khanka. And they all were masters in all the fields of Shariat and Deen. But our fountainhead is Haji Imdadullah, Mahajir Makki. Mahajir, he made Hijrat, immigrated to Makkah Mukarrama. So Hazrat Gangohi Rahimahullah came to him. Hazrat Gangohi himself now, what caliber of knowledge he was, subhanallah, they say he had enough knowledge, Allah blessed him, to be a mujtahid himself. Mujtahid meaning, Imam Abu Hanifa was a mujtahid, where he codified, initiated a mazhab. The Gangohi was on that level, so to say. Allah had blessed him. So when he came to Thana Bhawan, which is a village in India, so he came and he sat in the company of Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he came meals time. So he came meals time, so Haji Imdadullah told him that, Maharshid Ahmad Gangohi, you have meals with me. So he was thrilled having meals with Hazrat. What an opportunity. So the food used to come, and simple food, absolutely dry roti, and they would only buy fresh roti when the old roti is finished. And we know that roti in India, after one night or so, it starts crumbling. But they would take relish in it. Because they weren't eating with their hands. They could feel the hand of Allah feeding them. My beloved is feeding them. Taste was different. The taste they got in dry roti and dar, they don't get in biryani also. Because iman, yaqeen, taste buds, no bismillah, no thinking of Allah. So they were eating a connection of muhabbat and love. So when the food came, so Haji Sahib is eating from there, one side, and in the same plate Hazrat Gangohi is eating. And he's enjoying himself. I'm eating with Hazrat. What an opportunity, and all alone, nobody else. Nobody else. And how many times also we wait for that opportunity, meet with the Hazrat, sit with him. Anybody comes, just bounce them off away. Give us a gap now. We're going to sit with Hazrat and eat. So he got his gap. So as he's enjoying himself, and then Muhaddis Thani, I think it was, Rahimahullah, so he walked in and he saw this scenario. He saw this scenario. So he made a comment. And he said, "Oh, Rashid Ahmad, you're really enjoying yourself, huh? You really enjoy eating food with your Hazrat. It was dry roti, it was, and oh, the food is old food also, but it wasn't about the taste. His heart was connected now to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he found the powerhouse. So that was also tasty. So he just smiled. So Haji Sahib, with whom he was eating with, just to test him, that you're sitting here just for me, or you're sitting here for the love of Allah. Otherwise this eating with me also will spoil you. Some pride will come in you." So when he made that comment, Haji Sahib Rahimahullah looked at the Gangohi and he told him with a stern face, said, "You lucky you're eating with me. If I wanted, I would put you in a corner like one dog in the tree." If you tell anyone, Sati is dead, and I say, "Has it called me a dog? I don't think I belong here now. I don't think I belong here. I better get one kennel." "But you call me a dog. But at least you gave me a tent, alhamdulillah." So in this way, so when Hazrat Haji Sahib told Hazrat Gangohi this, I was a stern face. And somebody tells me, I said, "Ya Allah, I'll be finished. When he told him that, he looked at his face, there was no change. No change whatsoever. Muhabbat for the sake of Allah, when you love someone for the sake of Allah, it means whether the person praises me, whether he chases me, whether he insults me, has no effect on my heart, I still love him. Like Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a Khadim of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. If anybody did anything wrong in the Khanka, the Mir Sahib was sitting next to Hazrat. And he would have his little tape recorder in his hand, tape recorder, the small Walkman he used to have, the red button you tape. Every bayan is sitting there, with his mouth open also with a big smile. Every bayan, like a new bride. Hasn't makes any point, wah Hazrat, wah, wah. Although he heard it 100 times. But the love was ajeeb. If somebody does something wrong in there, in the majma, or falls asleep, without paying attention, or something happening, oh, then he shout Mir Sahib. You're sleeping? What are you sitting here for? And he's still smiling. Nothing. I said, you tell me what you want. You tell me what you want. I'm yours. And sometimes, just to shake up the murids also, he will shout him loudly in the big bayan also, majma. Then he will tell him, come and stand here and tell the people, okay, bhai, I'm an international donkey, my international gadahu. And he will make him stand and say it. So those that now weren't attentive, they worried, now just now my turn will come. I better behave. And when he would say it also with a smile, look at Hazrat. Hazrat, I'm an international gada. And he will be so happy to say it also. He will see whether the ears is turning red. The ears is turning red a little bit, he still got takabbur in. He still thinks he's somebody. Where he really believes, I am a donkey. Oh my Hazrat, make me something. Make me something, make me worthy of something. So they really believed it. They really believed it. And this is for tarbiyat it was. This is for tarbiyat's sake. And what heights they reach after that. This was the tartib of the akabir, the way they'll take out that ugly nafs from inside. Take it out, smash it, crush it completely. And tarbiyat in Urdu, there's a word called murabba. What's murabba? Jam. What you put on the bread. So you say, tarbiyat rabba yurabbi. It means now to make the murid like jam, crush him completely. That the fruit are you, so when it comes to one fruit, only can eat one person. Now from that fruit now when you jam it, and you crush it, and make it into jam, how many more can have it in the bread? So they say, those awliya, the one in the company of the mashayikh, they jam them completely, and made them like jam, that let the ummah enjoy you now. Well, butter everybody's bread, let them enjoy the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the tarbiyat was made, they were murabba. One is a murabbi, ismul fa'il, and they became murabba. So murabbi is the one that's making the tarbiyat, making the jam. And the one that is already, tarbiyat is made, he says murabba. The tarbiyat is made now. So in this way, they would make tarbiyat. So coming back, my dear brothers, iman, yaqeen, that's our imaniyat, then ibadat. Then my ibadat to be correct. So these 10 days we spend just to create some fikr in the heart of my ibadat has to come right. Have some tartib in my life. Make the niyats now. Then my family, my children, to take their karguzari, their Quran tilawah, their ibadat, see their namaz, say sunnahs in their life. The fikr concern has to come. Unfortunately, we are South Africans, we already think now, because Allah Ta'ala gave us dunya, so Allah is giving us jannat, we are going to jannat. And those bicharas, they don't have money now, we say, hey, shame man, bicharas. We don't know who's going to go to jannat. So we shouldn't become overwhelmed or overconfident. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, some people are overconfident. Right, they hear now the rewise of jannat. Jannat is now at one age, or at 33. And they'll be beardless. They'll be beardless. And all these qualities of Jannah. So Hakim Sahib Rahimah, some people now want to become advanced Jannati. They don't keep beard also. Because they say people of Jannah don't have beard. So we're already practicing from now. No, now you must keep the beard. Then Jannati won't have the beard. So there's no becoming advanced jannati. Here you got to make all the qurbani. What is the sunnah tariqah? What is the sunnah way? Now's the time of the month of Ramadan. To see our wardrobes, to be our outlook, to see our style, etc. Is it according to sunnah? We can't play games with Allah. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, that don't play games with Allah, don't dare Allah. Don't dare Allah. That I am here and I'm not here also. I am here, I'm not here. I'm here, bhai. But this muzakara we're going to make all the time. That is very unfortunate, just because we have wealth, so we feel now that we can play with the deen of Allah. But the youngster going to play ball, going to play cricket, is fully kitted. He is fully kitted as the cricketer should be wearing it. He's got the cap, he's got the helmet, everything. Going to play ball, he's got the togs, and he's got whatever pants he's got to wear. Now you find him wearing some tight pants, another one top of it, etc. And the type of t-shirt, etc. There is a proper kit. But it's unfortunate, namaz time, the proper kit is not there. Some compromise. At least for salah, I have the complete kit minimum if I'm coming for salah. Sunnat kurta, sunnat length of the pants, sunnat length of the kurta, the sunnat topi, the head covering, sunnat beard. At least there I'm fully kitted also. Just on that Allah will love us. At least that is coming correctly for namaz. He's coming to my house in the manner that I want him to come. Everything else he's doing, he's kitted very well in all other avenues. But just when he comes to the house of Allah, there we can't do it. And this whole effort of tazkiyah and tasawwuf and islah, reformation, as it says, what I'm not doing, start doing it now. The islah is made. I wasn't wearing the correct type of kurta, the length wasn't right, start doing it now. Alhamdulillah, islah, my dressing got done. Was he wearing the correct pants also? Started wearing the correct pants, my islah got made. Now you're on the road of islah. Wasn't he wearing topi? Now I'm wearing a topi. The islah got made of your dressing. Was he reading Yasin in the morning? Now I'm reading. Alhamdulillah, your morning got made islah of. That is islah. Usually we feel now take bed to a sheikh now. Now I must tell him everything now. Now he's thinking now, how I want to tell him everything. And Shadi's come with a weird, weird thing. So now I'm going to ask the sheikh, also now, what the car must buy, what color, what model. The sheikh, is that your business advisor? Or is that a mechanic? Or he doesn't work in some showroom or something. He's here for your islah. Ask islahi questions. Yes, now when the taluk is built, that muhabbat and love is there, then naturally it will happen. Naturally it will happen. Where a person now, there's no blockages between the sheikh and him, it becomes like a friendship after that. What he likes, that's also my liking. But then too, I got to ask him. And it becomes a free, very free type of relationship. One of our senior mashayikh also, once he gave a bayan. So the Jummah bayan he was speaking, I was spending on the family. The brothers are not spending enough. The ladies are complaining. They are complaining that you only spending on yourself, on your hobbies and your toys. And goes to thousands also. Big man now, 40 years old, still racing, was radio controlled cars. And now the radio controlled car is taking part in the some tournaments also. That little toy car also got shock absorbers and he's got suspension. Right, and he's coming home and now she's hearing him on the phone, suspension is gone. And all four tires are flat. Say, what happened to the car? Say, no, my toy. Oh, the toy. He's asking this thing, how much for new suspension? 5,000 rand. Okay, right, just order it. And new tires, 2,000 rand, just order it. Toys, but now I spend on the family. She don't want anything, or I will see next month. But all these things, he's enjoying it. Whatever it be, hobby, sports, etc. That is enjoying, but not spending on the family. So one of the ulama gave this bayan, one of the senior mashayikh of our time right now. So he gave this bayan. So after the bayan, I see him meeting the people. Then he met one of his murids. So when he shook his hand, he said, you're spending too much. Too much is spending now, they cut it off. So what bayan Hazrat gave, because he knew him so well. He had that relationship with him, he said, right, you're spending too much on the wife. The abaya was 2,000, 5,000, 15,000, 20,000. He said, now you must cut it out now. Then you see, because the relationship was open, Hazrat knew also what kind of abaya is going for the wife also, how much he's spending. So now it will cut him short a little bit, you're spending too much. And Alhamdulillah, he's giving that amount of charity also. So when the relationship becomes like this, then his open relationship after. Then out of muhabbat will ask. Out of muhabbat will ask, out of love. Not out of now, hey, I have to ask. Right? If Hazrat tells me also that I want to buy a certain car, then no, you must buy one starlet. I'm happy with it, no problem. Buy the starlet and I can move with that also. I'm driving it with muhabbat. But then it's different, the taste is different now. The taste is different altogether. But this is when there's dosti and muhabbat for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we don't play with the deen of Allah. This Muhammadur Rasulullah, a full yaqeen that my success is only and only in the sunnah, the way of life. There's no other way for me. At least I practice it coming to the house of Allah. We have a full sunnah that I'm kitted accordingly. We had one brother, Zarivat. Allah Ta'ala keep him strong and steadfast, alhamdulillah. What he went through in life, mashwara, entire family against him, became an outcast in society, and all his powers of signing and everything in the family company was taken away from him. But he remains steadfast. To the extent, alhamdulillah, I would see him. Five time namazi, although now he was in such a profession now, he had to wear suit and tie, etc. But he used to keep a kurta in the car. So he used to come for salah, open the back door, take out his kurta, put it on. Never used to come salah with suit and tie. And a revert brother. Never. Come with kurta. Come with kurta and full topi, everything. Now can you imagine that brother is new in Islam. But so much he understands now that as a person in my marketing sphere and of life, there's certain way I go to dress. So when I come here also, it's always logical, I go to dress now because he knows. To get their contract signed, I go to dress in a certain way, I go to convince the person, alright, to sign a contract with me and my company for whatever it may be. So he knew the same logic applies over here. To sign the contract with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I go to dress accordingly. According to the sunnah, that will attract the muhabbat and attention of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that becomes our life thereafter. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. So one is imaniyat, then comes ibadat also. Ibadat is rectified, correct. We did about salah, alhamdulillah. We did our salah, correct. Our salah, all the aspects of salah, little bit of training we did over here. Now after Ramadan will not be the same, remember. Now we have time over here. After Ramadan we will be rushing once again. But at least to keep our salah correct. And we keep on saying this, our Hazrat told us also, as long as you left your business for the sake of Allah, and you're standing before Allah fulfilling a farz right now, the farz of my life, when the Zuhr Azan goes right now, this is the farz of my life, my Allah demands this from me and nothing else. So be convinced when I'm standing in salah, I am fulfilling the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah only wants this from me and nothing else. And ya Allah, I am doing it for you with your tawfiq. And the same what's happening right now. From everything in the world that's happening, all the chakra and all the movement, Allah says, stop everything right now. I want you to be standing here. And Allah gave tawfiq, I'm standing before Allah. To Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you gave up everything for Him. You gave up the world for Him. You gave up the world for Him. So be convinced right now, Ya Allah, and fulfilling your farz command on me right now, in a manner that you want it complete, from the sunnat, externally, internally. And I'm standing before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, as the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed the namaz, I'm doing the same. Hazrat says, then believe it. As long as you're standing before Allah, fulfilling the farz and the obligation on the side of Allah upon you, Allah will never ever destroy your dunya. It will never happen that my dunya will be destroyed. If you understand this, then understand, don't ever, ever give up a farz for your dunya. You are destroyed. You'll never get sukoon. Hazrat says, the zeros will increase in your bank balance. Understand the statement. The zeros will increase in your bank balance. Then Hazrat says, what increased? How much more you got? Zero. What increased? Zero increased. What you got? One zero you got. Zero will increase and your life will become zero also. But you just get happy, I got more. But no barakat in it. No barakat. You'll be so frustrated sitting in your office with aircon on and so many cell phones and you're so frustrated, you're giving extra time to the business, you've got no time to smile, so your staff will be smiling more than you, and they're earning a fraction of it. And you see it. Sometimes you're sitting in the car, at the robot, you're still on that call, 1 hour, still on the call, still on the call. Wife sitting next to you, no time to even talk to her, so sorry, enough, I'm called right now. And he's busy, and that one's giving problem, that one's giving problem. And then you see the domestic, she's going home, she's walking past. She's walking past, she's big smile, she's making salam. She's making salam. And the boss, and she's in the heat, she's walking, and she got just enough for food for tonight, for the day. And she's so happy to see you. And you've got no time to even smile at her also. She's having a good life, she's enjoying herself, or even the boy also. Right, he left home, now he said, boss, transport money, transport. Right, give him maybe 50 rand, give him 100 rand, or maybe give him one chocolate also. And you see the level of shukriya, oh, thank you, boss. You only give him 50 rand, 100 rand, and to him you made his day. And even if I got 10,000 rand today, somebody gave me, all right, let's leave it there now. 100,000 rand, okay, let's leave it there. Nothing to thrill me now. It's not a thriller really. And him, he's so happy. Give him 100 rand. He made his day. Give them one chocolate also. Cadbury's chocolate. Right? Somebody brings a chocolate, you check it. I thought it was a patchy or a lint. Cadbury's. Put it on side now, we'll have it now. Just give it to the domestic now. Inna lillah. So spoilt. Even that dunya is not bringing happiness to us. When the dunya is not bringing happiness to us. It's only in deen. Now when you need the chocolate, my Allah sent it to me. May Allah give it to me. Then the flavor will become different in everything. The dry roti, the dar also, may Allah sent it for me. Gunegar like me, everything should be bitter and sour. Brings me to one point I remember also, Hazrat taught us this also. He says, we are drinking so much of water nowadays. Acha, we made muzakkar adari about the water, but it doesn't mean don't drink water now. A person has to drink water, he must drink water now. Right, shouldn't be either in muzakara, brothers are drinking so much of water. If you have to drink, you must drink. That's how we say, hey, Mufti Sahib is sitting there checking now. After 8 rakats, they bring the bottle of water, he's making like that, so I'm also making it like that. I'm not drinking water also because now Hazrat says, must drink water. No, you have to drink, you must drink. But just to become conscious that we can't run for everything they're telling us. They say, you must have 8 glasses of water, and you must do that. Hey, gospel law. But Nabi of Allah is saying, by cover your head. Wear sunnat garb, do like this, do like that. Then we think about it now. But the doctor will be convinced by him. 8 liters of water, 8 glasses of water, must have it. Must do this, must do that. Oh, level. You know, it's good for the health, good for toxins, detox you. What about iman, sunnat? Detox all the Western culture and take it out. So coming back to what you were talking about. Ayyoh, man. Oh, but gee, Salabak didn't make it bitter for us everything. Hazrat says this also. Now the Ummah, mashallah, they're drinking so much of water. Everybody sit in the car, you got a bottle there. In the house, you got a bottle there. Go to the business place, you got a bottle there. And the bottles are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Remember, the kafir, we can't follow them in everything. And now we're in the haram of Medina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us, Salabak, take us also. It was iftari time. So there were some South African brothers there. And himself with his son also. So I knew the grandfather, so he called me to sit with them. So we sat for iftari with them. Sat with the iftari with them, so the youngster was there, his father was there, and grandfather was there. So they give you that wajabah, that pack for iftari. But sometimes he just has normal bottle water, doesn't have zamzam water, so people fill the zamzam. But this brother and his son had to fill the zamzam in his bottle. So he was pouring zamzam for the brothers, he was kind enough, alhamdulillah. But that bottle was so, such a big bottle, I call it mini jojo tanks. People are carrying mini jojo tanks. What a big bottle. So he's asking his son that how many cups it took to fill this bottle. He said, Abba, I counted 45 cups. 45 cups, he said there by the Zamzam can. 45 cups to fill that bottle. What a big bottle it was, subhanAllah. What a big bottle it was. I think that bottle is more. There was Sahaba Ikram used for ghusl also. And that amount is drinking. That amount we are drinking. So what has become? Now understand. A mushrik came to Madinatul Munawwara. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam hosted him. They hosted him. So they brought food for him. And he ate, and he ate, and then they brought more, and he ate, and he ate, and he polished. As I say, like a vacuum, Dyson. Very strong pull, just pulling. Finished it. Sahaba Ikram amazed, how much is he eating? Now we see our locals also. Alright, give them a loaf of bread. That one slice is one luqma. One slice is like one luqma. Oh, they break it in half. You look at them, you get full. You say, Allah, how much? I can't eat so much. I recently also, one family member was saying also, there's some men in their family, when they dish the curry ketchri, like they're dishing with a spade. How you dish with it? Such a big, mashallah. And before you know it, it's polished by way, it went to Allah Jal. So he ate. And the next day he accepted Islam. So host him again. Sahaba ikram say, Allah, now. So he brought that amount of food and he ate only 1/7 of that portion. And he was full. But he was surprised. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned that a kafir eats to full 7 guts, 7 intestines. And a mu'min eats to full 1 intestine. There's barakat in his food. Because he reads Bismillah. Then you see the kuffar, how much they eat. And how much they eat. We eat a portion, how much we are full. And if we're eating too much, then we've got to see why. Maybe not reading Bismillah. The need is correct. Some people have big appetites too, we understand that. But they eat to full 7 guts, 7 intestines. A mu'min, 1 intestine. Just accepted Islam and his already his diet and his demeanor change already just by kalima only. So they're designing all this thing. Right? The packet of chips before was small. Now if you go to the States and Western countries, they got like party packs, so big packets now. Right? You can understand now they are couch potatoes. They're sitting there and they're eating only potato chips. Then mega burgers. Before Madrasa days, they had Hercules burgers. Hercules burgers. Such a big burger it was. So maybe 3 or 4 of us should get together, and that should be our Saturday night now because no class. So now we have our own dawah, invite ourselves, and sit and have a Hercules burger. And you know the Joburg brothers before, that before it was just a simple burger, became Hercules burger, it was a simple sandwich, it became Dagwoods. You know, it was a Dagwood, boy. That thing was so big. I mean, how many layers of, there's egg in there, and Russians in there, and Poloni in there, what a mix. But we're having rosa, so don't break the rosa. No. Don't make it makuru also. And then came the AK-47, isn't it? AK-47. A long roll. A long roll that was. Before we had a normal size roll. Then it became. But the kafir is never enough for them. And we know for us now, one cup of coffee is enough, and now they got big cups. Big cups of coffee, mega cups, mega size. But there's no barakat in it. So we're also not falling for all that. No barakat. Just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Because there's no barakat in it. So we don't follow them in everything they do. For us now we have times, we'll drink our water, then we'll have tea, we have Alhamdulillah. So we can't follow them everything now. Big containers we're carrying around. So coming back to the drinking water now. Whatever we're drinking, don't forget Bismillah. After every sip, Alhamdulillah. 3 sips also. And then Hazrat asked us also. He says, he asked us after we drink water. And ask myself, you ask yourself also. When's the last time I read the dua for drinking water? So much water we're drinking, it says the amount we are drinking right now, if you read the du'as every day for drinking water, you become a wali of Allah already. With the amount of water we are drinking. Every time we drink, we'll be reading this du'a, reading this du'a, reading this du'a, but nobody. We don't read in maktab, whether we remember the du'a also. Whether we remember the du'a, sometimes I play with the madrasa boys too. I said, but you're reading the du'a for after drinking water. I said, gee. He said, you're reading the du'a, alhamdulillah, illadhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. I said, gee. I said, but you're awake or sleeping? Now they're thinking, hey, what was the du'a? Hey, you know what is up? I said, the du'a that. I said, yeah, you're sleeping, that's why. So what is the du'a then for drinking water? Alhamdulillah, illadhi atamana wa saqana. He said, no, I can't remember now. When's the last time we read it? So the dua we learnt it, but who's reading the dua? Alhamdulillah, the saqani adban faratan wa rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan wa jajan bi dhunubina. So you can understand now, the dua is that long because you won't be drinking so much of water. You drink enough, and you see the dua is done. Although you say, how much I must read this? What's a long dua? And now every half an hour I'm drinking, so I read this dua every time. But look at the meaning of this dua. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي سَقَانِي عَذْبًا فُرَاتًا. Or praise you to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who has given me to drink water that is palatable, that is sweet. And Allah, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلُوا مِلْحًا عُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبٍ. Allah does not make it sour and bitter because of our sins. Allah made it sweet enough for us to drink it. So Allah made it sweet and palatable. So in that also think of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Hazrat says, there's one sunnah, we don't know which sunnah will make us a friend of Allah. Like Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi, the author of the kitab Sunan Abu Dawood, which we teach in the madrasa, hadith kitab. He mentioned about him, he was at the harbor, the docks. So one ship set to sail. So as the ship set to sail, one of the members on the ship, he sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah. Now somebody says, Alhamdulillah, this is wajib for you to say, Yarhamukallah. But the ship already set sail. So he replies, I'm here, he won't be able to hear it. So quickly he looked for a small boat. There were people there, small boats. So he jumped in the boat and he prayed that the captain or the sailor, that one dirham or two dirhams, he says, quickly, catch up with that big ship. So he moved till he caught up with it, and from there he shouted, Yarhamukallah. When he shouted out from the unseen, the voice came, O Abu Dawood, he bought Jannat for one dirham. He purchased Jannat for one dirham, one sunnat only. He just paid it to make amal upon that one sunnat. And on that Allah Pak said, he bought your Jannat for one dirham. That is why we are saying this, Hazrat says, we cannot overemphasize one sunnat. We don't know which one will make us a wali of Allah, friend of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And we are here emphasizing over and over again. When you're doing the Eid shopping now also, buy that garment because it's closest to sunnah. It might be more expensive maybe, but that can earn me my jannat also. Never had a proper sunnat pants, and here also when it comes to the kurta pants also, now because of the Saudi type kurta, the long kurta, so underneath now we wear anything. But if you have love for sunnah, at least you will have a lungi also. The Ashiqi Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say study his life. At least keep one lungi that I can wear sleeping time. I can wear sleeping time and learn to tie it. Ask the brothers how to tie the lungi. Some brothers, at least, they got some muhabbat or sunnat, they don't know how to tie it, so they took the lungi to the tailor, put on elastic there. But I'll wear it at least. How Allah will appreciate that? At least he's got some love for the sunnah, and some way he's trying to emulate. But now we tell the ulama ikram, also the youngsters, the students of deen, by lungi, you know, I can't wear lungi. Won't even tie also. What I want to wear, jammies, where it came from, Bermudas, before they called it Bermudas. Now they call it jammies. And before the jammies was very loose, like crew pants. So now it's gone very tight. The pants are getting more tighter because the designers all are LGBT. And at the back also is getting even more smaller. So now the bottom two will become visible. They're designing these pants for their own lust. Before they had track pants. So you're very baggy, very loose. Now you can't get any more now. It's all tight. It's absolutely makruh then. Now to wear those type of pants under the kurta, because now I'm wearing kurta because it's a sunnat. Our Hazrat told us also that the ustaz of Abu Dawood Sharif explained to them that the sunnat pants of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are closest to the sunnah. The design was such, if you looked at the pants from behind, it's like an upside down V. Upside down V. Now how do you get that? So as they explain to us, we find India, Pakistan, they make these pants where they have three seams. The sunnah has one, usually we have three. So we'll have one seam here and two more coming here. So the pants becomes very baggy. So even if you're not wearing a kurta, you're in jamaat or in i'tikaf, these are tight pants, it's very loose. It's a very loose pants, and it covers your satar completely, it doesn't reveal any shape also. So that type of pants is closest to sunnah. So you'll find like those, what do you call it? like different layers. From behind it, and you find our Pakistani brothers put that naru, they pull that long string, you see how the pants come. They say, this now seems to be closest to the sunnah. So if you do sit in the company of the awliya and see how they research the sunnah and how they ask, then I can see for myself how far I'm gone from the original sunnah, how far I'm gone. As if now, when it comes to my pants, there is no sunnah. When it comes to my topi, there's no sunnah. When it comes to my kurta, there's no sunnah. I'm free. I can do as I want it. No, there are guidelines. You won't say exact sunnah, what do you say? Closest to sunnah. Like the effort of da'wat also, we can't say exactly, we say this is the closest effort to the effort of nubuwat. It's the closest to it. So here also our garments, at least this we can get right, our external, then our internal. That too is corrected. So for Eid also, doing Eid shopping, etc., this to be mentioning this, unfortunately now, the wives will take the little kids for shopping to buy a kurta, and it's unfortunate even the mother also, the child, to buying the kurta because it's a BMW kurta, Ferrari kurta, Puma kurta, Adidas kurta. Hazrat Kim Sahib will say, don't play the deen of Allah, don't dilute it, don't dilute the deen of Allah. Why don't dilute now your Western culture? There you, tip top, got full brand name from head to toe boss. These are diluted. From the jacket, to the t-shirt, to the shoes, everything one brand name, not diluted. Only the sunnah get diluted. Say they have one role model, head to toe, internally, externally, alhamdulillah, I follow that. At least that I can do when I have to do it. Do that correctly at least, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. So our iman, our akhlaq, our ibadat, social interaction, business dealings, five branches of deen, this we have to make islah of all these branches. We're not free. We are not free in any of these branches of deen. We have to rectify it correctly according to sunnah. And if you love Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what's difficult? I want to do it. Now, but we might not know, okay, I'm not sure, maybe this. No, we're not free. We have to say. That's why Hazrat says, coming back to now, the dry roti and dar. So we say now, those buzruks are no more like that. You know, we sat in the company of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, and that one and that one. Now, it's no more like that. So Hazrat says, Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, those buzruks come back in our time, nobody will follow them. They're too high caliber. So this excuse that we won't find is a command of Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O people of iman, if you want genuine iman and you want taqwa, then be with those that are true in the iman. Allah Ta'ala gave a command. Allah will not give a command that is not possible to fulfill. When Allah Ta'ala say, be with those that are true in the iman, the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it means that this command will remain till Qiyamah. And Allah will create the men that are sadiqeen till Qiyamah. Otherwise, you will say, there's no more people like that. So what it means? This Quran make ayat now, is so to say, abrogated now. You can't make amal upon this ayat. The ayat is there till Qiyamah. So Allah will create them all the time, and these are the people. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say that you got to find a person like that who's authorized also. Unlike he says in Karachi, we had in the local newspaper, the Gazette, there was an advert over there. There was an advert over there that we are two mashayikh, we got our sanad also, we're Naqshbandis or whatever it is now, we're opening an office so and so. So anybody who wants to sign up to become murid, you can come over here. So you got to pay an admission fee. He says, yeh toh business ho gaya hai. They make a business signing up murids. He says, bhai, la tattakhiduhu baba, man la baba lah. Hazrat will say, that don't call that person your father, don't call that person your father, who doesn't have a father also. Say, where you came from? Doesn't know his father. And now you say, you're my father, where you came from? They say, don't take that person as your sheikh, there's no sheikh. He has also has somebody that made his tarbiyat. And then now that's the person I can find, now I can put my life right. At least I start with my dressing, my external, then my internal. And the rest of it, slowly, slowly, one thing will pull the other, one thing will pull the other, one thing will pull the other. Just like how bad company. Bad company, one pull pulls another pull. You know that. One pull pulls another pull. Until we pull completely now. And now such a pull it becomes, they all become dealers also now. So when it comes to good deeds also, we start from one alhamdulillah, then he pulls another one, till we reach alhamdulillah, we have islah completely. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and make a complete islah, inshaAllah. Do you brothers have any questions? Any questions come to mind whether about this or anything else? We've got a few days left now, i'tikaf. The days are going so fast. Two paras left, tonight will be 29 para. Tomorrow is khatam already. The sighting of the moon. Brothers are waiting already now to put. Press the button, booking is confirmed. Safa is waiting there. Offline.